Hi, this is a dictation for Dequeezreed. DEQUEZREED. Dequeezreed, date of birth is 12-6-1990, and date of accident is 1-18-2022. Date of service is 10-11-2022. The patient is a victim of an automobile accident, which occurred on 1-18-2022 as a front seat passenger. He was hit into a hit and run accident and they hit the other car on the driver's side. Apparently, the patient is having mild pain in the right shoulder area and lower back area without any radiation of pain to the arm or the legs. ADLs are reported affected on 7 on a scale of 1 to 10 involving work, which is affected 8, while general activity, mood, and the relationship with other people, sleep, are affected 7, walking ability is affected 6. The patient reports 20% improvement in the pain, and in the system review, patient has ongoing difficulty sleeping, weakness, fatigue, anxiety, depression in the area of neurology and psych, denies any headaches, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackouts, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, or lack of concentration. And in the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the shoulder stiffness on the right, and pain in the right shoulder, as well as lower back stiffness and lower back pain. No difficulty walking. The patient is now working full time. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, there are patient report that he feels better, 30 to 40%, and no changes in the medical history or surgical history. No hospitalization last 30 days are recorded. No weight loss or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse, patient reports using marijuana for pain relief. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 114/114/77. Pulse is 64, pulse ox is 99. And the rest of the exam is from previous visit of 9/14/2022, dictation number 0918-042. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is as follows. Patient is undergoing physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, acupunctures since the time of accident, and I believe that's reasonable. And we have cut down the frequency of physical therapy to 2 times per week. And he'll continue having traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, and to the shoulder and lumbar region. MRIs showed a capsulitis for the right shoulder and a bulging disc at L4-5, L3-4, and L5-S1. Patient was provided options of lumbar epidural stride injections and also injection to the right. To the right shoulder, that he declined. He doesn't want any injection treatment or any surgical consultation for these issues. He is completely satisfied, and he is working full time now, and it appears that he has recovered significantly. He has not provided me a neuropsych evaluation. He was referred on 2/8/2022 immediately after the accident. I'll inquire about that from our case manager. It appears that the patient is a significant relief, and he can be released to a full duty job. Thank you.